This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewee. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewee caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Werman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Kaiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins. A terrific junior varsity game winding down. 36-33, Botkins, 6 seconds to go. And Anna's at the free throw line with a two-shot situation. The first is good. It's 36-34, Botkins. Again, 6 ticks left in the clock. We got a varsity game coming up. Anna and Botkins should be an even-steven game. Both clubs, similar records. The second free throw here in the JV tilt with 4.4 to go is missed. Rebound Botkins, foul Anna. Botkins at the stripe at the other end, Chuck, with 4.4 ticks to go. Botkins up 2, having erased a 2-point deficit just 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, they were down like 6 or 7 early in the quarter. They did a nice job. They got the 3-point lead, and then they fouled to make them go to the free throw line instead of giving them a shot at a 3. Sometimes I wonder which way you should go, but in that case, it's worked out really well for them.
Botkins with 2 free throws with 4.4 to go ahead, but 2.
Missed the first one.
First one, no good. Timeout called. Waning seconds. Junior varsity tilt here at Botkins. 36-34 Trojans over the Rockets. 4.4 to go. A second free throw coming up for Botkins in a matter of seconds. Tonight, the Anna varsity versus the Botkins varsity. And these two clubs, Chuck, have similar records. Anna 4-4 on the year. Botkins 3-4. Each team 2-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, which is led by Rushi at 4-0. Jackson Center 4-1. Fort Laramie 2-1. Slow start in games played.
because of the deep run in the state football tournament. Ann and Botkins are 2-2 apiece. Houston 1-3, Fairlawn 0-6. That's on the boys' side of the ledger. So we've got a big game tonight between the two clubs knotted in the fourth place spot, Ann and Botkins, with 2-2 marks. Both clubs averaging right around 38, 39 points a game. Each club has gotten inconsistent scoring all year. And Carter Plyman's the main man for Botkins. For Anna the last few games, it's been a different player each contest. Maybe that bodes well for the Rockets. Somebody for Botkins, in addition to Plyman, is about to emerge pretty soon, I would think.
Somebody has to. I mean, Carter carrying the load, and he's a heck of a basketball player. But Dosik was their leading scorer against Loramie the last game, but he didn't have double figures. The one I want to see get going is Jordan Herzog. He's 6'4". He's a junior. He played a lot last year. They started last year. The difference was you had the two Plymans. You had Jamison Meyer, and he didn't have to be the go-to guy. He could clean up and that work. He needs to figure out what his role is for this team, because right now he's not scoring like he should.
Exactly. Carter Plyman did score 19 points in a 46-38 loss to Jackson Center earlier in the year. This Botkins team recently got 9 points in a loss to Fort Loramie from Colin Dosik, a 5'8 sophomore. Plyman had 8 in that game. Simply not enough firepower to beat Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Rushi. You've probably got to score daggone close to 50 points.
Yeah, you do. And they've brought Colton Plyman. They brought him up to play just strictly varsity. He even started the last game.
Here is Anna shooting a long shot from behind the arc.
That would have tied it.
Yes, it would have. A three-pointer by Anna off the front of the rim. No good as time expires. And the Botkins JVs cling to a three-point lead and a victory, 37-34 over Anna in a tightly contested junior varsity tilt here tonight at Botkins. Boy, these two clubs, Anna Botkins, over the years have had some tremendous games. I can recall a 1- or 2-pointer in Botkins state championship year,
yep,
Chuck.
Yep.
At Anna. Anna knocked them off.
Yeah, Anna had a good team that year. Botkins was, they had the top to bottom as good as Shelby County League has seen in a few years. But Anna had some talent, and they were, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Anna had a lot of talent that year, and it's not really they definitely had the team to be able to play with Botkins.
This is quite a rivalry. The games are intense. They've been close. In fact, 4 of the last 9 games have been decided by 4 points or less, referring back to 2021 when Botkins won the state championship. The Trojans lost just 3 games all year long, and they were in the span of 11 days in January to Anna 61-59, Fort Loramie 49-40, and double overtime up at Antwerp 67-63. That Anna game, the two-pointer, suffered by Botkins. That defeat was Botkins' first loss of that entire season in 19-20-21. Of course, Botkins went on to win the state championship, winning a sectional final over Fort Loramie 45-38 to avenge that regular season defeat. And then Botkins got on a roll, beating Fayetteville Perry and Newark Catholic easily. Nipped Cedarville by 2, Richmond Heights by 4, and Columbus Grove by 16 to take home all the marbles. I mentioned a few minutes ago the Anna Rockets have gotten scoring from various players here in recent contests in the loss to New Bremen. Dosik for Anna pumped in 12 points. Keep in mind, we'll be talking about two different Dosiks tonight. Drew Dosik for the Anna Rockets, Colin Dosik for the Botkins Trojans. But Dosik scored 12 for Anna against New Bremen. Carter Siegel had 12 against Minster in a loss. Mason Carey had 14, 2 threes in that loss to Minster.
And Trey Heitkamp hit 14 in that game as well. In the loss to Rushi, Mason Carey had 13, and Drew Dosick had 9. In the win over Houston, Mason Carey fired in 22. He had a 3. Carter Siegel had 12 points. He had 2 threes. Again, Anna's getting scoring, good scoring from different players. If they could just get 2 or 3 to click on the same night, you never know.
Well, I mean, Mason Carey's a heck of a basketball player. He's a good scorer. I remember him from the JVs last year, and I knew he was going to be a good varsity player this year. Carter Siegel, senior, got the experience, good football player, good athlete. They need him to be more consistent scoring-wise, I think. And then Drew Dosick is your third man. If they get those three guys scoring and get a little help from Huelscamp, they can beat you.
In a game you covered earlier this year, Chuck, Jackson Center defeated Botkins. Tigers were red, red hot in that game. Carter Flyman started out making his first 3 triples in that contest against Jackson Center. Then what did the Tigers do to shut him off the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, if nobody else is going to score for you, all you got to do, and Scott Elkert, as good a basketball coach as there is in the state of Ohio, they shaded aside. They forced him to go left. They wouldn't let him shoot the set his feet to shoot it, and nobody else could pick it up, and that was what happened. Now, they were only down 5 points going into the fourth quarter. They fell all the way behind by like 14 or 15 and brought it back to 8 at the end, but for 3 quarters, they played Jackson tough.
So it's Botkins 4-4 tonight, or I should say 3-4 overall, 2-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League against Anna, 4-4 overall, also 2-2 in the SCAL. A very eventful halftime here at Botkins at the intermission of the varsity tilt, when individual sports, state champs, and state runners-up since 1990 will be recognized here at Botkins High School. All of that coming up at halftime this evening. We'll take a 2 to 3 minute break, then return with more of our pregame before tonight's varsity tilt between Botkins and Anna. Botkins won the JV contest, the thriller at the wire, as the Trojans nipped the Rockets by a bucket. 3-pointer by Anna at the buzzer failed, and Botkins hung on in our preliminary game here tonight. Varsity tilt upcoming in just a few minutes. We've seen a number of SCAL coaches here tonight scouting both Botkins and Anna. We've got the tip-off in about 10 minutes. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency. agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Bodkins High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A few minutes ago, I outlined the standings for the boys' side of the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie's on top with Rushi, both clubs at 5-0 in the girls' standings. Bodkins, a strong 4-2. Jackson Center, 3-3. Anna, 2-4. Houston, 1-5. Fairlawn, 0-6. Coming up Thursday, January 12th. Big game, Rushi girls at Fort Loramie. That's Thursday, January 12th. And don't forget, next week here on ScoresBroadcast.com, on Tuesday night, the Rushi boys play at Fort Loramie. That's next Tuesday night. And 1 week from tonight, in another big Shelby County Athletic League game, it's the return match, Rushi at Jackson Center. So two significant games next week in the boys' race, featuring the Rushi Raiders, who play both Tuesday and Friday at Fort Loramie on Tuesday, at Jackson Center on Friday. How about that, Chuck?
That's a tough week for Rushi, and if they're going to win the league, those are two games they have to win, because they're one game ahead of Jackson. And Fort Loramie is becoming a very good basketball team.
How about Carla Siegel, head coach of the Fort Loramie girls in her 24th year? Paul Bremigen, head coach of the Rushi girls. Paul has coached 37-some years, both boys and girls basketball. Each won their 500th in the last week. Both Carla Siegel and Paul Bremigen won their 500th games. Fort Loramie girls beat Houston last week 60-20. And Rushi won its game over Bodkins last week by a final score of 50-32. It was the 500th for Carlos Siegel, the 500th for Paul Bremigen.
Yep.
Chuck, I don't care how many years you coach, that's a lot of victories.
That's a lot of wins. You divide it, and you've won some games. You've won some basketball games. Carlos Siegel's record at Fort Loramie is just incredible.
Got a good crowd filing in here tonight at the Bodkins Gym. Should be an even Steven game. Both teams averaging right around the 40-point clip. And if somebody provides an outburst of a dozen, 14 points in a quarter, that's going to be major.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a real high-scoring game, so you're right.
Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, has got a big blowout sale going on right now for you. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Gothney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Gothney's for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years at Dickman. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. I alluded to our upcoming scoresbroadcast.com schedule. Anna Boys, after tonight, play Fort Loramie Friday night, January 6th, on the road. Then the next night, play at St. Henry on Saturday night, January the 7th. Meanwhile, the Bodkin Trojan schedule looks like this upcoming. Tuesday, January 3rd, away at Riverside in Logan County. And then no league contest next Friday night. Bodkins is idle, does play on Saturday, January 7th, here against Fort Recovery. We'll return with starting lineups and have the opening tip when we come back. Bodkins boys entertaining Anna here tonight. Both teams 2-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, it's a big game here tonight at the Botkins Gym. Very good crowd. Given the holidays, Chuck, even a better crowd than you might imagine. With New Year's Day, not until Sunday. And, of course, this evening, 24 hours before New Year's Eve, people looking for an activity to take part in before a festive day tomorrow leading up to New Year's Eve. And pretty important Shelby County Athletic League game. These two teams rebuilding after last season. Finkenbein, great player for Anna. He graduates. Jacob Kleiman graduates for Botkins, which also loses Meyer out front, outstanding shooter. There were other 12th grade graduates as well for Botkins. Key components gone for both teams, and head coaches Nate Barhorst of Anna, Phil Groves, Botkins. You got to not start over, but they've got to put some pieces together to try to gain some momentum here in the early part of the year, heading into the new year, 2023.
Well, Botkins had Carter Plyman coming back, who is one of the best players in the league.
Right.
What they have, he played point guard last year. He facilitated. He was a decent scorer. But this year, not only does he have to be a scorer, but he has to play the point because everybody else kind of struggles out there, and he's just not getting enough help to get them over the hump. But they got some players that can do it, and I'm looking forward to seeing Colton Plyman and seeing how much he's improved from the last time I saw him play.
The lights have been dimmed here at the Botkins Gym.
Isn't it
starting
amazing?
Five for the Botkins Trojans have been introduced.
Well, what a difference a week makes. Last week, everybody was huddled up, and this week, the kids are out here in their shorts.
Yeah, we've gone from, about a 10 or 15 below chill factor to, I was in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky to be exact, at 1 o'clock today, and it was 68. They broke a record.
Yeah, that's nice. We got up to 60. I'll take it.
Starting lineup for these two clubs tonight for the Botkins Trojans, Carter Plyman, 6'5", a senior. J.J. Meyer, 5 foot, 5 inch junior in the opening five. Brant Berger, 6'2", senior. Jordan Herzog, 6'4" junior. Colton Kleiman, a 6'2" sophomore. Opening tip is won by Bodkins. And right away, it's Meyer dribbling into the lane. Can't shoot. Flips it out of the arc to a teammate, Colton Kleiman. Good steal, taken away by Hillscamp of Anna. Carter Siegel, 6'2" senior. Mason Carey, 6'1" junior. Drew Dosick, a 6-foot senior. 3 of the 5 for Anna. Trey Heitkamp, a 6'1" junior. And Hayden Hillscamp, a 6'2" senior. Pretty good average height across the board for both clubs.
And no, Hulskamp and a long line of Hulskamps that have played for Anna.
Neither team with a dominating post player. Anna, after getting the takeaway on Bodkin's first possession, is passing the ball around in the arc. Then it's thrown baseline right to Drew Dosick. Reaching in to scratch it away is Bodkin's. We got a scrum for it. Foul over guarding on Bodkin's.
That was a good call because they were both fighting for the ball. But Meyer took his hand and tried and shoved him away a little bit. Official was right on that. That was a good call.
Anna inbounding to the right of the rim. It's Carey. He lobs it way out back to Trey Heitkamp. High left to teammate Drew Dosick, picked up by Meyer. And away from the activity, a second foul on Bodkin's. A big push off in the paint area against Carter Kleiman.
Now Siegel was trying to post up, and they just took him and kind of threw him to the ground. I think they called that on Berger.
That's a break for the Bodkin's Trojans for sure. Ball lobbed in to Carter Siegel, 25 feet away. Coming off the screen is Mason Carey. Uh-oh, it was not a stationary one. That's a foul on Anna.
Well, so far the officials are getting their money's worth.
6:56 to go in the first quarter. And I don't think we've had a shot yet, Chuck.
No, it's all turnovers and fouls.
Yep. Here's a drive by Carter Kleiman from the left wing. Motors toward the basket, pulls up and banks in an 8-footer.
I like to see him do that. I mean, because he tends to sit out on the arc, and he's so strong. He's hard to guard when he gets to the rim.
Oh, yeah, when he picks up those feet and starts streaking toward the basket. He's got such length. Very difficult if you're slightly out of position. Very difficult to defend him. Carter Kleiman gets 2 on the board for Bodkin's, which leads it 2-0. 6:20 left in the first quarter. Here's a dribble drive down the lane for Anna. Left-handed shot thrown up there by Carter Siegel. Wide of the mark, no good. Rebounded by Hillscamp. Step back 3 for Anna. Swish! Hayden Hillscamp launches it in. 3-2, Anna. Kleiman double team. Carter 25 feet away. Has it stolen by Anna. Gotten back, though, by Bodkin's. 3-2, Anna on top. 5:53 to go, opening quarter. Carter Kleiman 25 feet away. Carter Siegel on him. Ball thrown outside the arc to Herzog. Into the left corner. It's fed. Out of bounds. It travels.
Right through his hands and out of bounds.
5:45 left to go. First period of play. 3-2, Anna. Substitutions for Bodkin's. Ryland Paul is in. 5'10 junior. Out on the arc, Trey Heitkamp's got it for Anna. Whips the ball to the right side to Dosick. Still 25 feet away. Long lob down inside to Carter Siegel. He's at the short corner.
Wow.
Tries to go up for a shot. Stripped on the play by Bodkin's. Outstanding steal. Ball thrown left corner to Carter Kleiman. Drives. Can't shoot. Flips it on the arc to Herzog. Then it comes back to Carter, who fakes right, goes left. Pulls up, double team from 10 feet. Hits Ryland Paul. Thrown to the right corner to Herzog, and he fires in a triple.
There you go.
5-3, Bodkin's. Boy, that is the dose of medicine Bodkin's needs.
Right. And I want to give Dosick credit on that steal down there you talked about. That was a heck of a steal by him.
4:49 left opening period. 5-3 lead for Bodkin's. Anna with the ball. Drew Dosick, 25 feet away. Goes to Hillscamp. Hillscamp spins, shoots from 17, no, a long 2, hit the rim, bounce to Bodkin's. Quickly down the floor, Colin Dosick was in, 5'8 sophomore. Ball fired into the right corner to Paul, outside to Herzog. Hillscamp on him tighter this time. Ball lob, cross court to Meyer. J.J. leaps, gets it. He's between the rings. 5-3, Bodkin's. High post, Carter Kleiman squares up. Goes to Herzog, left corner. Here's a drive by him, all the way to the rack. No good, but a foul on Anna, and Herzog gets to it to strike.
Well, that's what we were looking for, Herzog being active, and boy, here in the first 4 minutes, he has been.
4:07 to go, first quarter, 5-3, Botkins in the lead over Anna. Two foul shots for Herzog. After two dribbles, spins the ball in his palms, lets it fly, swish. 6-3 Botkins. Second shot upcoming. These two teams right around the 60 percentile at the stripe, and oftentimes that decides a very close high school basketball game. Herzog rattles that one right down through the ropes. 7-3 Botkins in the lead. Here comes Anna up and over the timeline. It's Mason Carey. Interesting matchup. Carter Plyman comes out to greet him, Chuck.
Yeah, he's a good defender. I mean, at 6'5", he can defend you on the arc.
Given up on the play by Carey, then he gets it back. Outside the arc, high left, it goes to Drew Dosick. Here's Hillskamp straight away. Right wing, Carter Siegel. Hillskamp, top of the key, goes to the elbow, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Trey Heitkamp. Ball swung to the right side. Here's a spin into the lane by Trey Heitkamp. Oh, he falls down and loses it. Taken away by Carter Plyman, who bolts the other way. Carter Plyman to the rack for a deuce on the bus stop. After getting the loose ball, Anna needs a timeout. Down six, 3:24 left in the first. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are key building components in this game tonight. Herzog and Plyman, Carter Plyman, have got to get off to a good start. They have for Botkins. Meanwhile, Anna is relying on the triumvirate of Carter Siegel, Mason Carey, and Trey Heitkamp. Right now, it's a 9-3 lead. The key components for Botkins have the Trojans in front of six. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. Those are the key building components for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Quick miss by Anna. Then a shot pumped up by Berger from the right wing for Botkins. It's short, and Anna's back on the attack, still down to six. Far left wing, it's Carter Siegel. Goes to the short corner to a teammate, who's Drew Dosick, who makes an errant pass, intercepted by Carter Plyman.
Siegel's got to shoot that.
Here's Plyman exploding down the lane, leaves it for Herzog. Long, high-arching three ball, hoists it up there. No good off the back iron. Long board, though, to Botkins. Here's a drive down the lane by Colin Dosick, ripped away by Anna. Two-on-one, rockets, flung up there by Derek Madden. Off the glass, no good. He was defended well at the rim, and the 6'3 junior missed it, and Botkins garnered the board. Madden was off balance, and they couldn't get a clean shot up on the glass. Here's a fadeaway three ball by Carter Plyman straight on. He jacked one up, missed it badly. Rebound, Anna, foul, Botkins. A minute 35 to go here in the first. 9-3 score. Chuck, we said a 12-point outbreak by a club in one of these four quarters tonight would be a good scoring period. 9-3 right now. They've got 12 combined.
Yeah, I mean, Botkin's playing really good defense right now, and Anna having trouble getting the ball inside to score.
You're right. Rockets cannot get a good look. Here's Trey Heitkamp. Feeds it high right to Drew Dosick. Right wing, Derek Madden. Ball swung to Trey Heitkamp down the right side of the lane. Meets resistance, stumbles, and walked. Good call by the referee.
He walked twice. They called the second one.
Minute 17 to go in the first. Botkin's 9 and a 3. Winner this game owns sole possession of fourth in the Shelby County Athletic League. Both teams 2-2 in league action. Botkin's 3-4 overall and a 4-4. Ball thrown outside the arc to Berger, left flank. High right, J.J. Meyer, one dribble, goes to Herzog, baseline right, below the backboard, flings it into the corner. Saved on the play by Botkins, now to Carter Plyman. Skip pass, cross court to Herzog, who darts into the lane, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Botkins resets, 42 seconds to go, first quarter of play, 9-3 Trojans. Ball thrown to Carter Plyman, 20 feet out, straight on. Does a spin move. Looks to wheel the ball to one side of the floor or other. Does so. Gets it back. Ball skipped into the right corner to Herzog. Goes baseline. There's contact. Leaves it behind him for a teammate who chucks up a three. It's Berger. Missed it long. No good. Rebound. Anna driving hard down the floor. Mason Carey. Collision near the rim on the shot. Defensive foul.
I think that shot would have counted, and Carter Plyman came out of nowhere and swatted the shot.
14.6 to go, first quarter of play. 9-3 Botkins, and at the stripe, two free throws coming. It is in and out, no good. Mason Carey couldn't get it to fall. Meyer out, Ryland Paul in for Botkins for the final 14.6 of the first stanza. Second foul shot, perfect. For Mason Carey, 9-4, Botkins up 5. Final 10 seconds, opening period. Let's see if they clear out for Carter Plyman. He's got it at midcourt. Drives down the left side of the lane. A bullet pass for Herzog, too hot to handle.
Yeah, they're going to give the turnover to Herzog, but that's a tough pass to catch.
Anna's going to go the length of the floor here in 4.5. Down 5, 9-4. Ball thrown up the left side to Mason Carey. Spin move at midcourt. Leans into one with 1 second left. Hits it! Hits it! Mason Carey, a 45-footer at the buzzer.
But he was right at midcourt when he let that go.
Woo!
What a move.
Boy, he made a spin move about 55 feet from the basket. Continued his dribble. Eluded a couple of Trojan defenders. And threw it down all cord right through the ropes to end the first period. Botkins 9 and a 7 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do at the Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Also stylist, Kathy Wilson. Handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Anna's got the ball to start the second period of play, Chuck. Botkins once led 9-3. And with a made trifecta here, Anna could take the lead. Rockets have the ball in the hands of Uelskamp at the elbow on the left. Hits a cutter. Carter Siegel dashing toward the rim. A body foul by Botkins. Is it in the act of shooting? Yep. And a chance to tie it up here. Carter Siegel at the free throw line. Chuck, that was a big make by Mason Carey.
Wow.
At the end of the first quarter. Is that a shot that at some point late in a practice during the week, every member of the roster works on, that midcourt fling?
They don't work on it because the coach tells them to, but I guarantee you they work on it before practice and after.
There you go.
What I liked about that wasn't a throw. He shot it.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Yep. One free throw made, one missed by Anna. And it's 9-8, Botkins, 7:25 to go, second quarter of this game. Here's the ball thrown by Botkins, left baseline. Dosik is hounded, hemmed in, gets rid of it. Passes off foul line to Colton Plyman. Colton, the 6'4 sophomore, goes to Carter, nearly walked. He streaks down the lane, shovel shot, no good. Hit the back rim, front rim came off. Here's Anna, pull up Jay at the foul stripe. Bingo! Trey Heitkamp is spot on. Seven straight points by Anna, which is in the lead, 10-9. 6:52 left, second quarter. Straight away with the ball is Brant Berger for Botkins. On a weave, it goes to Colton Plyman. Now handled by Colin Dosik, 35 feet out. The Dosiks are guarding each other at the moment. Drew for Anna, on Colin for Botkins. Oh, look at that maneuver. Rylan Paul skipped right down the right side of the paint and flipped it in off the window.
He had a brother that was pretty darn good.
11-9, Botkins. Anna countering with a three. Carter Siegel unloads. Way short. Rebound Trojans. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Botkins up one. Carter Plyman swivels into the paint.
Wow.
Bank shot is good. Carter Plyman pours it in.
Well, he stood left, spun, switched hands, and made the shot. That was impressive.
13-10, Botkins. Here's a whirling move down the floor by Mason Carey outside the lane on the left, and he's called for picking up the pivot foot of travel. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna demonstrating for the official what the driver to the rim for Anna did, trying to show him that it was not a travel.
I couldn't tell.
I thought it was.
I couldn't tell. It was in traffic. I couldn't tell if he did or not.
Good call. I think the high school officials have missed some travels this year.
You like travel calls.
Yeah. Can't take advantage on offense. Got to put it on the floor. 13-10 Botkins, 5:38 to go, second quarter. 25 feet away on the right, it's Colton Plyman holding away from the action as Drew Dosik was putting the clamps on Noah Topp, 6 foot sophomore for Botkins. Botkins will inbound below the rim. 5 team fouls on Botkins, 3 on Anna. 5:38 remaining here in the second quarter. Tightly played, we thought it would be. Winner might very well be the first one to 40. Ball lobbed and out back to Colin Dosik for Botkins. Fires it left side for a teammate. Difficult pass made so because a fine D turned in by Drew Dosik, and the ball went off the wrist of Carter Plyman.
And there was no pass interference on that.
Little DPI. Outside the arc on the left is Carter Siegel. Goes baseline. Getting a stiff arm in there is Colin Dosik to strike the ball out of bounds. 13-10 Botkins. 5:23 left here in quarter number two at the Botkins gym. Very good crowd on hand. Ball entered below the basket, fumbled on the play by Anna, picked up on the play by the playmaker who threw it in, Mason Carey, but he rimmed the shot.
Coach Barhorst was just, that was frustrating because that play was set up perfectly.
Quickly down the floor, Botkins, Carter Plyman out of control, barges into the lane, runs over a green-shirted defender. 5:09 left here in quarter number two. 13-10, 3-point lead for Botkins.
You notice I haven't gotten on my need to put an arc on the floor soapbox this year.
That was awfully deep. He was under the basket when he took that charge. I don't like that.
I don't think you need a third official to be able to make that call either. I think two can make that call. Put the arc in.
Yes.
And if you draw a charge inside that arc, it is automatically a defensive foul.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Yep. No ifs, ands, or buts. 4:46 to go, second quarter. Anna with the ball, 25 feet away, down three. It's Yulskamp. Yulskamp throws left corner. Then Trey Heitkamp deposits a pass on top to Mason Carey. Meanwhile, holding is called against Botkins, and that's team foul number 7 on the Trojans. Only 3 on Anna. Anna's at the stripe, 1-1 for Carter Siegel. It was 10-9 Anna, which rallied from the 9-3 deficit. Botkins has scored the last 4 points. Foul shot in the air, yes. 13-11, Botkins up but 2. So if you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home, check out the Anna Market. It's at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Both free throws good by Anna, which has cut the Botkins lead to 13-12. 4:35 to go here in the first half of this game. Ryland Paul to midcourt for Botkins. Throws right side to Colin Dosick. Back to Paul, 30 feet out. Gets a screen straight away from Carter Kleiman. Ball delivered to Carter. Fakes left, goes right. Fades away and pops in a 17-footer right on the button. Carter Kleiman. Unstoppable shot.
Had a hand in his face. Good defense, and not much more you can do about that.
Nope. 15-12. Botkins but 3. 4 minutes left. Quarter number 2. Here's Anna straightaway. Ball delivered to Trey Heitkamp. Little pivot move in the lane. Follow-away shot short. Rebound batted from Carter Plamen to Herzog. Here comes Botkins up 3. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Carter Plyman, open floor, fakes left, goes right, flips it back out in the arc to Herzog. He spins it in the lane, might have traveled, yep, he did.
He was okay until he lost a little bit of the ball and he slid that pivot foot. That was a nice move until he couldn't lose control of the ball.
Yeah, Botkin's bench wants a hold, which triggered the lost ball. Certainly in there somewhere was a travel. 3-point lead, Botkins, 3:33 to go, second quarter. Anna's got the ball near wing. It's Mason Carey. He revolves it to Trey Heitkamp. Now on top to Mason Carey. Here's Mason Carey into the lane. Carter Plyman crams him from behind. Foul a shot by Anna, no good. Rebound Botkins, foul Anna. Team foul 4 on the Rockets, 3:16 to go, second quarter. Botkins up by 3. I'd like to remind you about the Anna Market. Once again, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads, always fresh produce for your entree, for your extraordinary dining experience in your own home. You can choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts at the Anna Market. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Botkins in possession, up 3. Herzog high right, puts it on the deck. Weaves it out back to Colton Kleiman. Ball high overhead. Now Herzog in the right corner. Open floor. Herzog takes his defender into the paint. Coughs up the ball. It rolls away into the left corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Herzog.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a great crossover move. I mean, low to the ground like you teach it. But then he just lost control of the ball.
15-12. Botkins by 3. Botkins' biggest advantage, 6. 9-3 late in that first quarter. Here's Anna with the ball, 30 feet out. It's Evan Myers who's checked in, a 6'1 sophomore. Goes to Yulskamp high post, back to Evan. Near side, Carey. Carey spin move. Now Myers, 2:16 to go first half. Anna down 3. Mason Carey on the bounce into the lane. He's boxed in, nowhere to go. Gives it up to Aiden Hilskamp. Hilskamp at the mid post, back to the basket, throws it away, out of bounds.
Boy, that's just outstanding team defense right there.
Tell you what, Chuck, except for a spurt at the end of the first quarter, start of the second by Anna, Bodkins has put the handcuffs on Anna's offense.
Yeah, I mean, both teams actually did 15-12 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. So both teams playing some defense.
Carter Plyman's double-teamed, gives it up to Colin Dosick, right wing, back out to Herzog. Minute 46 to go, first half. 15-12 lead, Bodkins by three. Open floor for Herzog, starts to drive, backs his man down. 10 feet away, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Ryland Paul. Paul circles, enters the lane area. Teardrop in front is good. Nicely done, Ryland Paul.
They will take that.
Little floater, 6 feet out, right in front of the rim. It went right down. Anna attacking. Hilskamp below the rim. Tries an awkward reverse layup. It's off the underneath side of the iron. Rebound Bodkins. Here's Colin Dosick down the floor. Gives it up to Paul in the right wing. Herzog feels it. Enters the lane. Spin move. Left-handed shot is good. Herzog with a dandy.
Okay. Jordan, I'm starting to believe in you, son.
Ryland Paul and Jordan Herzog, big buckets in a row for the Trojans, who lead up to 7, 19-12, 48 seconds to go, first half. Biggest lead of this game for Bodkins, 7. Hilskamp on top, looks for a teammate in the right corner. Uh-oh, screen set right in front of the official by Carter Siegel, but he was moving. That one hurts, gives Bodkins the ball back with 41.4 to go in the second quarter. Bodkins ahead by 7, 19-12. Here comes Carter Plyman, and drawing the assignment on him is Trey Heitkamp. Carter crossover dribble outside the lane on the left. He's got an opening right down the paint, slices up the D of Anna, and flips it in right off the window. He kissed it in for two. Deadly drive by Carter Plyman, who makes a steal at midcourt. He's down the floor into the lane, lost the ball, scrummed for it. Who's got it? Green, White. Jump occurs, arrow favors Bodkins, which is up 9, 21-12, 15.9 to go, second quarter.
Boy, if Plyman could have grabbed that ball, he had a first chance to grab it. He would have had an easy shot, but good job by Anna to get some hands in there.
Biggest bulge of this game for Bodkins, it's at 9. And now the Trojans can stretch it to 11 or 12 at the halftime break. 15.9 to go, quarter number 2. Plyman inbounding, right of the backboard, lobs to Herzog, foul strike. Straight away now, retreats to the Trojans logo at midcourt with 9, 8, 7. Hand off to Carter Plyman, 30 feet out, 20 feet away. Moving screen by Herzog of Anna. And the Bodkins bench says, wasn't he anchored?
They're consistent. They've been calling the offensive foul on the screener.
Yeah.
That's two on Herzog, so he's going to have a seat for the last 4.4.
Tell you what, you move your knee, move your hip.
You got to stand still.
If you
set a screen perfectly, you can't move at all.
Nope. Here's Anna, deep right corner, Hilskamp, 3 seconds left. Throws it right back on the arc to Heitkamp, and that pass is spoiled. It goes out of bounds. Good play across the way by the Bodkins defender, Ryland Paul. He broke it up. Anna's got to trigger it in from side court, even with the top of the key, with 1.4 to go in the first half, down by 9. Anna lobbing into the lane. Hayden Hilskamp, little spin move.
Nice.
7-footer at the buzzer. Good! Well done by Anna from out of bounds. I got it back to 7 at the break. 21-14. Bodkins leads Anna, which benefits from a 3-pointer at the end of the first and a 2-point basket at the end of the second. I'd like to tell you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Brickhouse Eatery. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville 2. 418 South Broadway in Greenville, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Always special pricing on DeWalt power tools. Solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. white and gray shaker cabinets. They're beautiful. Available in 3 days. Get all of your winterizing needs. Purchase them at Jackson Center in Greenville Pro Hardware. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget, just down the street in Jackson Center from the Jackson Center Pro Hardware is Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House offers luncheon specials 10:45 to 2 each day, and from 4 to 8 in the evening, pizza, wings, and smoked pork and more. It's new, it's different, eat in or carry out. You'll love it without a doubt. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. We'll take a break for a couple of minutes, then return with our halftime report. Botkins in the lead over Anna, 21-14 after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Botkins. Halftime, Trojans lead Anna. Good boys game tonight in the Shelby County League, 21-14. Botkins on top. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Spherion offices in Sydney, Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Spherion is on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. It works. It'll work for you. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. And Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck, 7-point lead for Botkins. How did they get it done?
Well, they played great defense. Kleiman and Herzog had really nice first halves. And they pushed that. They were up 9. two. They've given up 5 points at a half-court shot at the end of the first quarter and a two-pointer at the buzzer at halftime. You take those 5 points away and it's 21-9. So, you know, they have to feel like they should probably have a bigger lead. And Anna has to feel good. They're only down 7. Botkins has a 9-6 rebounding advantage, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned it over 7 times in the first half. 4-6 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Botkins went there twice, made them both. Individual scoring for Anna, they were led by Huelskamp with 5, 4 from Carey, 3 from Siegel off in the free throw line, 2 from Heitkamp. They scored 7 in both quarters, 14 for the half. On the other side, Carter Plyman with 10, Jordan Herzog with 7, and Rylan Paul had a couple of really nice moves in the second quarter. He scored 4, and they scored 9 and 12, and lead it 21-14 at the half.
7-point lead for the Trojans, who trailed at 10-9 early on in the second quarter after building an early 9-3 lead. Anna scored a 7 in a row, but since Anna was on top at 10-9, Botkins outscored Anna by 8 over the last 6 minutes of that second quarter play. As Chuck noted, had it not been for a 3-pointer at the end of the first by Anna, a 2-pointer at the end of the second by Anna, this would be a decisive 21-9 lead for Botkins. As it is, it's 21-14. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back here at Botkins, about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter of tonight's Shelby County Athletic League game. And the Botkins boys lead Anna by a count of 21-14. Here at Botkins at halftime, just several minutes ago, a number of former Botkins athletes were honored for their terrific efforts in individual sports statewide, state champs and runners-up since 1992 were praised here tonight at the Botkins Gym. Aaliyah Johnson, by the way, in 2021 and 2022 was the discus state runners-up. That was in Division III in 2021. The next year, she was state champ. So she was a state runner-up in 2021, state champ in 2022. Congratulations, Aaliyah. A number of other former Botkins athletes were recognized tonight as well for being state champs or state runners-up in numerous individual sports since the year 1992. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 115 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Second half, Chuck, starts out just like the first half with an offensive
screen.
Yep, moving foul. Moving screen, offensive foul.
I've got a golden doodle that I named Berkeley, and I now tell her, I say, come on, Burke, let's go to work. So I use that with my dog. That's pretty cool.
Burke to work for all your energy needs. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Located at 315 West 1st, 1-800-776-3097. Inquire, request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Well, after an Anna turnover to start the third quarter, Carter Plyman makes what at first appears to be a great play in the lane, a leaner. He banks it in from about 6 or 7 feet out. He's got the knack. He's able to do that, the strength, the height, but he leaned in and charged while doing so.
Yeah, again, don't like the call. Don't like the call at all.
Was the defender too far below the basket?
He was standing straight under the basket. In the old days, the basket would have counted because he released it before he made contact.
Well said. I agree. Here's Anna in the half court, down 7. First 1 minute, third quarter. Foul reaching in against Botkins. Baseline right of the rim. Anna will play it. We got Mason Carey, the playmaker, looking, trying to find a teammate. Can't do it. There's the 5-second count. Yep, great D by Botkins.
He also actually traveled out of bounds. They didn't call that. You're not allowed to move your pivot foot on an inbounds play if it's a spot.
And there are certain situations when you can roam the baseline.
After a basket.
In fact, you can pass it to a teammate out of bounds.
I used to love that inbounds play.
Here is Botkins attacking. No points scored yet in the second half. We played 90 seconds. Herzog baseline left, starts a drive, pulls back out. Herzog, Carter Plyman, J.J. Meyer, Colton Plyman on the floor, along with Brant Berger for Botkins, which is playing pitch and catch on the arc. Here's Carter Plyman, right wing. He starts a drive, pulls up, 9-foot bank shot off the glass, rim, no good. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Still not a point on the board in the second half. Botkins in the lead with 7, 21-14. Here's Trey Heitkamp 30 feet away. Now Mason Carey. Boy, somebody for Anna's got to get hot. Straight on, Hayden Yelskamp. Right flank, Trey Heitkamp. He lets it go from three. Right on cue, Trey Heitkamp drills it. Big bucket.
Boy, I tell you, he just set his feet. Nobody stepped out on him.
Here's Carter Plyman, tries a reverse layup, a wild one, well defended. He missed it, no good, but it's stabbed out of bounds by Anna. 21-17 after the Trey Heitkamp triple. 4-point game, Botkins on top. 5:32 left. Third quarter, that's the only bucket so far here in the second half. Here's Ryland Paul in the lane. Gives it up to Herzog, right wing. Herzog jettisons up a three. It hit the flange. Rebound, Hayden Yelskamp in backcourt. And he does a pirouette maneuver and drag the pivot foot.
Yeah, but he was just trying to give the ball to Mason Carey, and I'm not sure what he was thinking. He just moved both feet when he tossed it. There was no defense down on that side of half court.
It's been a turnover marred second half so far. Meyer catches on the arc, goes to the foul line, fades away. No good. Off the side of the iron. Rebound down to Anna, which trails by four. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Evan Myers with the ball. Flips it to Trey Heitkamp. Outside the arc of the left to Mason Carey. It's been Carter Plyman on Mason Carey all night. It's been difficult for Mason to get going. Dribble drive, Trey Heitkamp into the lane. Oh, he staggers to the ground, fumbles the ball, guilty of walking.
Kind of a tough start to the quarter for both teams offensively. Anna's got the three. Botkins hasn't scored yet.
Neither team mechanically very swift handling the basketball. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Botkins yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Still up four. Herzog, top of the circle. Look for Kolodosik on a drive. Instead, it's a drive by Herzog. And look at him barrel to the rim right down the right side of the paint. And he dropped it in for two. Here's a defensive foul down to a right against Botkins. As steering the ball toward the right baseline was Trey Heitkamp for Anna, gets the benefit of the call against the Trojans.
They're not very consistent calling the block charge tonight, and that may be as tough a call as there is for an official.
Well, love the way Herzog has moved with the basketball in possession this evening.
This is what they need.
He's been real swift for Botkins. Ball inbounded by Anna in the right corner. Mason Carey triggers a three way too long. No good. Rebound Botkins. 3-on-2 break. Shot laid up. Missed. Rebound stuck up there by Carter Plyman. It's no good. Ball batted to midcourt. Botkins still has it. Here's Ryland Paul 30 feet away. 23-17. Botkins up six.
This should have been an over and back call. They didn't call.
I think you're right. Outside the arc on the left, good screen set up on the play for Colin Dosik of Botkins. No good, it's strong. Off the back frame, rebound down to Anna. Quickly, Hayden Yelskamp in the post. Turns, shot deflected, well done. Colton Plyman got a piece of it. Here's Carter Plyman in the forecourt. Pulls up with a 25-footer, bullseye.
Well, he's been inside the last two or three times and can't get it to fall, so pull up from 25 and make one.
9-point cushion, Botkins.
26-17, 3:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Anna maneuvering, holding foul against Botkins in the paint.
Well, I'm telling you, obviously these officials have nothing to do tonight after the game.
Whistle.
It's a whistle-happy group.
Well,
right
it
now.
Is. It's a toot-the-horn fest.
And I don't know how to explain it to them, but most of the people here didn't buy a ticket and say, let's go see the officials make calls.
3 minutes, 23 seconds to go, third quarter, 9-point lead again for Botkins. I said again, it was 21-12. The only time it's been 9 until now. Here's a good drive on the play by Anna. Open player right in front. Missed it. Tough break on the play as Carter Siegel couldn't get it to fall. Cattering Botkins, a right wing three. Swish! Thrown in from downtown. What a shot for Brant Berger. The 6'2 senior connects. 12-point game. Botkins is streaking. 3 minutes to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The Botkins Trojans are on a roll, ahead by a dozen, 29-17. Halftime score was 21-14. Anna got the first hoop of the second half. Since then, Botkins has reeled off 8 in a row.
And yeah, they hit a 3 to cut it down to 6, and then, boy, they just have fallen apart.
Here is Anna shooting a triple from deep in the left corner. It's lined up on the play by Mason Carey. Misfired long. Weak side rebound. He is tipped out of bounds by Botkins. It was a 21-14 lead for Botkins at the half. Anna stuck in the first bucket of the third quarter about 3 minutes in, a 3-pointer. Got it down to 4. Suddenly it's 12. Bad pass on the play by Anna. Intercepted by Botkins. And then Botkins returns the favor.
Right with back a, at you.
Yep.
Right back at you again.
And then Mason Carey up the floor for Anna. Throws picked off by Botkins. It's been a heavy turnover contest.
Those haven't really been steals. They've thrown the ball right to him, just like that one.
Another one is Botkins tries to go back door, picked off by Anna, down 12. Pull up Jay at the foul line. Rims by Trey Heitkamp. Weak side rebound, yes. Was that Aiden Yuleskamp,
Chuck? That was Madden, Derek Madden.
Derek Madden put the ball in. He and Yuleskamp were right there to collect the rebound, 5 or 6 feet away. Big bucket by Anna to slice the Botkins lead from 12 to 10, 21 to 19, a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Here's Carter Plyman between the rings. Picks up his dribble. Goes near side to Paul. He dashes through the top of the circle. Gives it up to Colin Dosick. Minute and a half to go. Third quarter. 10-point lead Botkins. It was 7 at the half. So they've inched ahead by 3 additional. Ball thrown foul line left to Carter Plyman. Look at him weave his way down the lane, up and over the front rim. It's good. And a defensive foul to boot against Anna. Tell you what, when Carter Plyman gets the corner turn, Chuck, there's no stopping him.
He could average 25 a game if he didn't want to facilitate and get the other players involved.
Yep. And Botkins is up to 12 again, 31-19. A minute 20 left here in the third. Carter Plyman toes the charity line. Okay, Botkins has given Marion Local, Springfield Shawnee, real tussles so far this year. Botkins fell behind double digits in both games in the third quarter, rallied, got it down to 2 or 3 in the last couple minutes. Lost at Marion by 2 possessions. Lost to Springfield Shawnee in a game at Centerville by 2 possessions. Carter Plyman missed the free throw. Anna stormed down the floor, coughed it up. Then Botkins goes the other way, and the Trojans give it away to Anna. Here's a long step back three by the Rockets. Carter Siegel fires off to the left. Rebound Trojans. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna sitting at 19 for three quarters of play. Anna averaging not quite 40 over the last three games. And the offensive drought showing up once again here tonight. 30 seconds left in the period. Botkins dribbling out the time.
Yeah, they scored 7, 7, and 5.
Here's Brant Berger trying to receive a pass that's telegraphed. Stolen by Anna. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Madden has it blocked. Loose ball in the corner. Madden gets it back. 16 to play. Madden to Siegel, back to Madden. Short corner Jay from 10. No good off the flange. Rebound Carter Plyman. 8 to go. He's bumped in backcourt. Team fouls 4 each way. 7.7 to play here in the third. And Botkins is up 12, 31-19.
Well, besides being a really good defensive player and as good a scorer as there is in the league, Carter Plyman plays, he blocks shots. He is a great shot blocker.
And boy, has Carter Plyman made his presence felt here tonight. Best player on the floor by far. Botkins inbounds. It goes to Berger. Berger outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to a teammate. A long one by Colin Dosick. Wide. No good. Anna covers up the ball as the third quarter finishes. Botkins with a good third quarter defensively. Stymieing Anna, holding the Rockets to 5. Botkins by a dozen, 31-19 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Hey, we are a big favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. For those who come to us from towns all around, we're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Strip loin steak dinners at night, very good as well. Proud to be a local casual hangout, welcoming you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. It's Myers Tavern, 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carry out now. Enjoy great food after the game from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, fourth quarter underway. 23 seconds have elapsed. It was Botkins' ball to start. And then another one of those crazy off-the-ball fouls.
Well, Berger took two. He was setting a screen, and he looked like he was blocking. In the old football games, the electric football games where the guys had their arms up, that's exactly what it looked like. They're going to call that every time.
Here's Anna posting up low on the left. Turnaround Jay up on the rim. The Trey Heitkamp, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. 31-19 Trojans. Here's a long left-handed south ball.
Wow.
Three by Brant Berger, no good. But, oh, what a stick back. Was that Herzog?
Herzog, boy, he came out of nowhere to get that rebound.
Herzog and Plyman have excelled tonight for the Trojans, who are up by 14. Twisting, turning in the lane. Off-balance six-footer. Good by Drew Dosick. Young man among trees in the paint area. Got it done. 33-21. Botkins in the lead by 12. Make it 14. Scattered floor. Little short shot right in front. Laid up and in by Botkins.
Berger.
Nicely done by Brant Berger.
Anna was caught over guarding out on top. Botkins had the advantage in the lane. The lead 14 again. 35-21, that's the largest. Little give and go down the lane for Anna. Ducking under Drew Dosick, foul against Botkins.
I think that's going to be the third one on Carter Plyman.
6:23 to go, fourth quarter. The lead 14 for Botkins, 35-21. Drew Dosick at the stripe for Anna. Free throw short, no good. 60% foul shooting team is Anna, not good enough.
They are 4 of 7 right now.
Second shot, Dosick, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's on the way in. 35-22, Botkins up 13. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins on the attack. Herzog, top of the key, slides down the lane, and reaching in foul called against Anna. Drew Dosick grabbed the arm of Herzog. Really impressed with Herzog for Botkins, Chuck. Boy,
he made the basket.
They didn't count it, but
he made that shot.
Yep. It could have been counted. No continuation. Botkins inbounds right below the basket. Player wide open, and Colton Plyman lays it in.
Nice.
Little three-footer, all set up nicely.
Nice inbounds play.
Here's a high-arching three by Trey Heitkamp. No good off the flange. Rebound Botkins, which is up 15. Crossover dribble, Colin Dosick. Hacking foul in the lane against Anna's Carter Pogue, a 5'7 junior who's in. Mighty impressed by Jordan Herzog tonight for Botkins. A couple of Botkins boosters told me this week, we got to get Jordan going. He's playing well. He can play even better. And he is strutting his stuff tonight.
This is the third time I've seen him, and he is so active tonight offensively. This is exactly what they need from him.
Yep. Midway through the fourth, Botkins up 15. Trojans at the foul stripe when we continue here in just a moment. You know, right in Sydney is a car dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car. So convenient, so cost-effective, too. It's plain, it's simple, it's Germain. Number one for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, choose from Germain, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevys. More great selection at Germain and Beaver Creek in Dublin, and even more at Germain in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona, too. See it online. Buy it in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue. And Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. Newest, best, and biggest. What more do you need? It's plain, it's simple, it's Germain. West Michigan and Sydney. Online at germaincars.com. That's G-E-R-M-A-I-N cars.com. Here's Colin Dosick at the foul stripe for Botkins, the first of two free throws, dead center.
The seeding for the Piqua tournament this year is always important, but this year one team is going to invite. You got Lormie, you got Jackson Center, and you got Rushi, and the number one seed is going to get to avoid the other two in the sectional.
Right. Botkins' second free throw by Colin Dosick lift the rim. Anna comes down the floor trying to steal a shot in the lane as Drew Dosick lays it up strong, no good. Punched out of bounds by Botkins. Now you've got to think, Chuck, the teams that finish 1, 2, and 3 in the Shelby County League will occupy those top three seats. Who is that fourth seat going to be?
Yeah, what? I'm not real sure. Troy Christian is going to Troy.
Right.
Lehman is a possibility.
Could be Botkins.
Could be Botkins, the way they're playing tonight.
Right. Here's Aiden Yilskamp getting an open pass in the lane. He dropped it, and Botkins gets it. 5:14 to go in the game.
Yeah, Aiden was looking to shoot it before he caught it.
Here's Ryland Paul knifing into the paint area, hooks a pass for Herzog, and it goes out of bounds. It has been a turnover plague contest. 15 to 20 for both clubs?
Well, they had seven. Beats had seven at the half. Anna's got 14 now. Watkins has 12.
So a 26 between the two. Anna with the ball straight away. Trey Heitkamp gets the elbow on the left, back to the basket, looks for a cutter. Goes on top to Mason Carey. Fakes left, goes right. Weaves it to Carter Siegel. He dives into the paint. Rims a shot. Foul. Botkins, which hooked him as he released it. It's the seventh team foul on Botkins. Not said to be in the act of shooting. Oh, Carter Siegel's at the line. 1-1. It's up and in. 38-23. Anna trails by 15. Biggest lead for Botkins. Seconds ago at 16. Carter Siegel hits again. And it's 38-24.
Carter, 5 of 6 from the free throw line and has that 3. Yeah, I think he's our leading scorer at this point.
Here comes Botkins to midcourt. It's Carter Plyman. Trojans will try to keep it in his hands from here on out. Now Colin Dosick skips it cross-court to Herzog. 4.5 to go. He fakes left, goes right. Sneaky dribble, gives it up to Dosick. Right back to Herzog, 30 feet out. Herzog on the bounce. Throws it a bit behind his teammate, Ryland Paul, who scurries to get it back. Hand off to Colin Dosick in side court. Good defense by Mason Carey, and in trouble is Botkins, and head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout.
Good timeout. He was in trouble. Nothing good was going to happen on that play.
Nope. Half the fourth quarter in the books. Botkins up 14, 38-24. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to another one of our fine underwriting sponsors. It's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. They've been with us now for 3 or 4 seasons. So many thanks to Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters are available, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. That's 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Well, after the Botkins timeout, Botkins loses the ball and fouls. Anna's got the 1-1 in play. Trey Heitkamp sinks the first and deserves the bonus. And that two is almost went in. Hung on the back iron, fell off. Rebound left corner, out of bounds to Botkins.
And they missed that call.
Tell you what, Chuck, you could call a pretty good high school basketball game on a ladder about 10, 12 feet in the air, a few feet off the floor.
If they gave me a whistle and a striped shirt, this game would be perfectly called.
we're just joking, of course.
Hey, 30 years on a bench, and as coach, I never missed a call.
And Botkins inbounds against Anna, pressure, and Botkins gets a quick 3-on-2 the other way. Colin Dosick fouled, taking it to the rack. 4:04 to go in the game. Botkins up 13. Anna made one free throw out of two. Last trip down. Free throw up and in by Colin Dosick of the Trojans. 39-25. Botkins in the lead. Lotkin's defense has been impressive.
Well, Anna's challenged a little bit scoring anyway. Mason Carey is by far their best offensive threat, and Carter Siegel's doing a great job on him.
He has blanketed him. That's been an interesting matchup from the get-go. Both free throws, Colin Dosek, are on the money. 15-point lead, Botkins. 3:50 left in the game. Anna's got the ball, deep right corner. It's Mason Carey. On a weave, he goes inside the foul line. Swish! 12-footer, Mason Carey, right on cue. He heard your encouragement, Chuck.
Yeah, well, he got away from Siegel that time, from Plyman that time, with a good screen.
Here's a long throw by Botkins over the top of pressure. Colin Dosek collects it, but got too far under and missed it. Anna back on the attack. It's Trey Heitkamp, broken up by Botkin, stolen. Outlet to Ryland Paul, stripped away by Anna at the last second. And off the leg of Ryland Paul. Botkin's fans don't agree. 40-27, 13-point lead, Botkins. 3:17 to go in the fourth.
Well, I think Coach Groves, his thing is that he made the call and he started to point the other way and then he changed his mind and said it was off his leg.
Here's Derek Madden dribbling for Anna. Gives it up, gets it back, hands off to Trey Heitkamp in the lane. A little fall away, 8-footer. Good. Trey Heitkamp is spot on.
He's having a nice game.
He can be a double-digit scorer on a regular basis, that is for sure.
Well, he's got 8, which leads them in scoring right this second.
11-point game, Botkins, 40-29, 2:42 to go. Both teams in the bonus. Botkins works it behind the arc, left wing. It's Colton Plyman. Hits
nice.
A cutter down the lane. Colin Dosek catches, goes to the rack for two.
Colton Plyman, boy, a good back door. He threw a great pass, good layup.
Yep, good feed by Colton. 13-point lead, Botkins. Here's Madden on the arc to Drew Dosek. Nice into the lane. Stolen by Carter Plyman. Long lead out, Colin Dosek. Layup for Botkins. No good, too strong. Rebound, Botkins, to Colin Dosek to the foul line. It goes on the play to Colton Plyman, and now Botkins works it around. 2 minutes to go. Botkins up 13. Over-guarding reach-in foul committed by Mason Carey near midcourt. 42-29 Trojans. A minute 58 to go here in the fourth quarter. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. It is locally owned and operated, 4 convenient locations. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, the latest up-to-date technology, supporting its customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Minute 50 to go. Anna flings a 3 off the glass, no good. Rebound is popped out of bounds by Botkins right below the basket. Playmaker for Anna, Mason Carey, 13-point game. Anna needs a bevy of threes to make this much tighter down the stretch. Holding out on top is Trey Heitkamp. Looks for Drew Dosek posting up below the foul line. Hooking foul against Botkins. Tell you what, Chuck, for a 42-29 game with 71 total points scored, there have probably been 71 whistles.
There's been a lot of calls.
Been a bunch. It has been a whistle fest tonight at the line. It is Drew Dosek, 1-1. He shot it strong. Rebound, Botkins. Hooked away by Anna. It is in the hands of Drew Dosek. Right down the lane, lays it through. Timeout, Anna, 42-31. Botkins by 11. 93 seconds to go. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your
your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go, the final 133. Botkins clings to an 11-point bulge. Anna pressing in backcourt. Get it to Carter Plyman. Botkins does. He's 70 feet from the rim. Up the left side it goes to teammate J.J. Meyer. Holding foul against Anna. Team foul 9 on Anna. 1-1. J.J. Meyer for Botkins. Minute 28 to go. Now keep in mind, we've got a big game for you Tuesday. Rushi boys at Fort Loramie. Airtime about 6:55. Tip off before 7:30 on Tuesday night. Rushi at Fort Loramie. Everyone be safe over the new year.
Go Bucks.
Have a great holiday break and a happy new year, January 1, 2023. And enjoy college football tomorrow.
I hope to.
Free throw by Meyer, 1-1, no good. Long rebound, Botkins. Pass to the driver, Herzog, missed it. Stick back is good. Nicely done. Was that Carter Plyman on the board?
Plyman, yep. He's got 17 now.
Plyman with a tip. Here is Anna, fadeaway shot in the lane. Drew Dosick deflected, no good. Nice rebound, Derek Madden got it. And a foul on Botkins. 11-point game, 61 seconds to go. Tell you what, Chuck, I'd like to see Stroud for Ohio State tomorrow. Try to keep the Georgia defense honest and run the ball a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, I agree, but boy, if something happens to him, I don't like what we got to stick in the game.
At the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Derek Madden for Anna makes it. 10-point game, 44-34. Lead is down to 10. And it's been as much as, what was the widest margin? I wrote it down, Chuck. I think it was at least 16 at one point.
I know it was at least 14.
Here is Botkins after Anna slices it to 10, zipping up the floor. It is Ryland Paul outside the arc on the left, and he's grabbed from behind, and he will shoot the last of the 1-1s here for the Trojans with 55.7 to go, 44-34 our score. Botkins in the lead. Yeah, two big games for you next week, Tuesday night from Fort Loramie. Rushi at Fort Loramie boys next Friday night. It is Rushi on the road at Jackson Center boys. Thursday night, Anna girls play at Fort Loramie. That's next Thursday. Free throw lipped the rim, came out. Botkins cannot capitalize on the 1-1, and Botkins does the worst thing imaginable. Fouls on the rebound. Anna's at the stripe, double bonus, down but 10, not insurmountable. Nope.
Carter Plyman allowed his guy to spin around him, and he still tried to reach to get it. It was an obvious foul.
Here we go. Two-shot foul situation for Anna. Trey Heitkamp sinks it. 44-35. Botkins in the lead by 9. Second shot upcoming. 1, 2, 3 dribbles in the air, but Trey Heitkamp off to the right, no good. Rebound Carter Plyman. He's almost knocked to the floor, and he will get the double bonus at the other end. This game, Chuck, taking an eternity to conclude.
I left my blanket and pillow in the car, or I would probably be nodding off at this point.
44-35, 53.6 to go in the fourth. Botkins up 9. Does Carter Plyman have a shot at 20 here at the stripe?
I think he's at 17.
18. Free throw is swished. 45-35. Botkins up with 10. Of course, this is the first of two meetings between these two clubs this year. The second one concludes the regular season on Friday, February 10th at Anna. Carter Plyman has got them both. The lead swells back to 11. Here's Anna's Mason Carey down the floor. 48 seconds to go.
Mason on the arc, on a weave to Trey Heitkamp. Hop step and a jump in the lane, puts up a banker, missed it, short, no good. Another foul, it's on Botkins.
This is a time where I would call them all over there, why are you fouling?
Right.
If you play bad enough defense to let him get to the rim, don't make it worse by fouling and stopping the clock.
Yep, keep that clock ticking if you can. Two shots, Trey Heitkamp. It is bouncing all around. Good. Hit every inch of the iron and went through. 10-point game in favor of Botkins, 46-36. Anna averaging 40 over the last 2.5 weeks or so, may get there. Second shot is in. Timeout Botkins. Lead is 9 for the Trojans. 46-37. 41.7 to go. We'll take a break and return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And thank you, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. As we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam in Fort Laramie. Have we heard from Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts tonight, Chuck?
We have not, but we certainly will.
Okay.
And Precision Strip. We also need to hear from those people.
36 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins to midcourt with the ball. It's Carter Plyman. The lead is 9. 46-37. Foul by Anna. Anna's gotten it to 9 on a couple of occasions here in the last 2 minutes. Botkins' biggest lead was 38-22, 16 points, with 4:50 left in the game. And it has been a constant parade to the free throw line ever since. Free throw, Carter Plyman, good. Now he's got 20.
Now he's at 20.
Second shot, Carter Plyman, upcoming. How many for Jordan Herzog tonight, Chuck?
Jordan has 11.
Carter Plyman's got them both. And the lead stretches back to 11 again. Half minute to go in the game. Anna to midcourt. Here's a long three hoisted by Mason Carey. It's off the side of the iron. Rebound Carter Plyman. Slings it up the left side to Colin Dosick. All the way to the rim. Thinks better of it. Was encouraged by head coach Phil Groves to bring it back out.
That was called sportsmanship.
Yes, and Botkins runs clock with 10 to go. That'll do it. Botkins 48, Anna 37. Botkins Trojans defeat the Anna Rockets with a fine contest employed by the home club from start to finish. 7-point lead at the half. The final difference is 11 as Botkins advances to 4-4 on the year, 3-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, and a 4-5, a 2-3 in league action. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes. 48-37, Botkins over Anna tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. one, Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. An 11-point triumph for Botkins over Anna tonight. Biggest lead was 16. Anna got it to 9, two or three occasions in the fourth. It wound up 11. Botkins victorious.
Botkins, they played a nice game. I think in the fourth quarter, they fouled too much. Now, Anna had to foul Botkins, but Anna went to the free throw line 12 times in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. They scored 7, 7, 5, and 18 in the fourth quarter to make it, you know, look good. It was a cosmetic close game. Botkins had a 25-15 rebounding advantage. Both teams turns it over 16 times. 12 of 18 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 9 of 14 for Botkins. Individual scoring for Anna, they had one in double figures, and that was Trey Heitkamp, and he had 11. And then we go to the other side. Carter Plyman had 21, and Jordan Herzog had 11. Plyman and Herzog are my players of the game for Botkins, and my Clancy's player of the game for Anna is going to be Trey Heitkamp.
That's Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Thanks to our many underwriting sponsors. We wish all of them and our audience a very merry holiday break and happy new year, and please make it be safe. Botkins beats Anna tonight. Final tally 48-37. Botkins built a 38-22 lead, 16-point cushion with just under five to play in the fourth, and wins it by 11. Anna, after losing 4-5 on the year, 2-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League, the next date for Anna is Friday, January 6th at Fort Loramie. Botkins is now 4-4 overall, 3-2 in league play. Next date for Botkins is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2 days after New Year's Day at Riverside. Botkins idle in league play that first weekend of January, playing Fort Recovery at home here on Saturday, January 7th. Our next broadcast for you comes up on Tuesday night. Fort Loramie boys host Rushi, 6:55 airtime tip, sometime before 7:30. Next Thursday, Anna girls at Fort Loramie. Next Friday, 1 week from tonight, it is Rushi at Jackson Center in boys action. A couple of tough tests for the Rushi Raiders next week, and we've got both of those contests.
Yeah, the tough part is both of them on the road. Two good teams, yep, playing them on the road.
Thanks so much to our online audience, which has joined us tonight. This game running much longer than did the
than any other game we've done all year.
Yeah, for sure, much longer than the broadcast this past Tuesday. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing and Mike Wick, who covered that one when Botkins traveled to Fort Loramie. Redskins won it easily. That game over by 8:30, 8:35. This one a good 30, 35 minutes lengthier than that one. That's how they go sometimes. But thanks so much to Bryant and Mike. Thanks to our online audience. Wishing you a healthy holiday stretch after the New Year's. And be safe on New Year's Eve. And enjoy a lot of college football tomorrow. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Botkins, where the Trojans have beaten Anna in Shelby County League Boys High School Basketball 48-37.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.